what do you call the playground equipment that children play on, and one sits on one and they balance out each other and go up and down on each other. It's a board that's stretched across.
I call it a seesaw, but some people call them teeter boards.
What about the playing equipment where there's a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump, and then children get on each end and they spin around on it? Do you have any, you know what this is? Or are you familiar?
No, I've seen something that's more elaborate than that, and I can't remember what you call them either. But no, I just don't know what you call
them. What about a flying jenny? You ever heard?
I've heard of flying jenny. I'm not sure I knew that's what it was, though.
So. Okay. Back to that first piece of playing equipment where the kids would bounce each other up and down, you would say they were
seesawing.
And then if you had a long rope to a tree limb, put a seat on it so the children could go back and forth, this is called a
swing.
Right. Now, what do you carry? What might you carry coal in? What you used long ago?
Well, you probably mean a coal scuttle, but I didn't ever call it that.
What'd you call it?
I call it a bucket.
Did you make any, call it a coal bucket?
Well, yeah, sure, because you wouldn't use it for anything else because it'd be too dirty.
Right. And then what do you use to carry bricks or other heavy things in with one wheel in front and two handles to push it by?
A wheelbarrow.
What's a portable sharpening stone that you might?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it. You mean just for grinding stone? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you might use it for sharpening a scythe.
A what? Sharpening a what?
S-C-Y-T-H-E.
That's a skith.
Skith.
I think. But anyway, you cut grain with it. Skiff is a long thing like Father Time carries.
Right. Okay, well, if you wanted to sharpen it, what would you use?
Well, I guess I'd use a grinding wheel.
Right. What about a whetstone? Have you ever heard of that?
A whetstone, to me, is a stone that you hold in your hand and sharpen a pocket knife with. And you'd be sharpening all day long if you tried to sharpen one of those big old skiffs with it.
Okay, what is...
You'd have to put that on a grinding wheel.
Do you ever use rub stone?
A rub stone probably is, in my mind, is the same as a whetstone. You put it in your hand and sharpen pocket knives. They're just little bitty things.
Is it any type of stone?
Oh, well, I think that when you buy them at a hardware store, you buy a certain kind, but we used to just put flat stones in our hand that we'd pick up on the ground and sharpen knives with them, because you didn't have to buy them.
And what did you say you would use? What would be the big thing that you would?
A skiff. Oh, no, the grinding wheel. I've seen grinding wheels that sort of sit on a little triangle sort of thing, and they might be anywhere from as big around to a plate to as big around as a wagon wheel. And you turn a crank, or maybe one person will turn a crank, or sometimes they have treadles like old-fashioned sewing machines, and they just get going real fast, and then you move this long blade back and forth across it, and it sharpens it, while it's going around.
Is that the same thing as a grindstone?
Well, I guess it could be, yeah.
Do you have the same?
It's a stone. The wheel is a stone. Okay. It's just a round stone that's on an axle that has a crank, or a crank and a treadle attached to it. It just goes round and round real fast, just like it had an electric motor on it.
If something's squeaking too much and you have to lubricate it, what is it that you do to it? You don't put oil on it, but you might.
I would put oil on it.
Well, what is this called?
I would oil it.
All right.
Or lubricate it, is that what
you want? Well, okay, the